You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to the Semantic Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Welcome to today's podcast focused on Apple's OS X and some of the current and future security trends likely to affect this popular operating system. To help us better understand some of the issues facing users of OS X, we're joined today by Jason Miller, a threat analyst with Symantec Security Response. Hi, Jason. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dean. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jason, let's start today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your role is at Symantec?
Well, at Symantec, I work as a threat analyst. So basically, it's my job to stay current on all the latest threats, whether that be vulnerabilities, malicious code, or whatever, that affect all platforms and operating systems.
So having said that, what's the current state of vulnerability discovery and disclosure for Mac OS X?
Well, Mac OS X isn't unlike most of the other operating systems we have out there. It's definitely been gaining a lot of traction in the past few years. I'd say it's pretty similar with a lot of the other ones. And you've got a bunch of security researchers out there who are looking at the operating system. They're disclosing vulnerabilities in the product. Some of them are releasing them directly to Apple. Other ones are deciding to just go public with the information immediately. So Apple has to, you know, respond to that, release patches, and so forth.
Do you think that it has anything to do with the increasing popularity of the operating system itself as a home operating system? Or
I definitely think popularity has a very large part to do with it. With any software, not just operating systems, the more popular something becomes, the more scrutiny it gets from security researchers. Not only because those are the people that are actually using the software or using the operating system, but also because once that gets out there and has a larger sort of exposure, more people are interested in looking at it because it's a bigger product. It's, you know, a higher, more interesting target for them. So that popularity with any software, not just operating systems, plays a large role in how much attention it will get from security researchers.
So, I mean, I guess it's fair to say then that the state of vulnerability discovery and disclosure for Mac OS X is probably going to increase in the future as more and more people actually move to this platform.
Definitely. I think that's a very accurate statement. And I also think we've even been seeing that increase in the last couple of years. If you look at when OS X was originally released around, I think it was somewhere around the year 2000, I think Server came out in 99. And then the first desktop operating system was out in either 2000 or 01. But the first couple of years, there wasn't really a whole lot as far as, you know, security-related information being released. Around 2003, 2004, we started to see, you know, the first couple of rootkits for OS X and basically a little bit more attention. And then in the last couple of months, even, it seems like it's even increasing more. So I think we've seen the increase already. It's been fairly gradual at this point, but things are definitely picking up.
Mac's recent move, or OS X, Apple's recent move, rather, to the Intel platform, there have been a lot of researchers out there that have said that this holds some particular interest not only to researchers, but it could have security implications for end users down the road. Why don't you talk a little bit about and tell us a little bit about Mac's adoption of Intel and what that means for them down the road?
I think that, you know, that'll definitely play a big part in the change that we're going to see in OS X as far as security goes. If you look at the current, you know, threat landscape and the way most of the security researchers out there are working, they're all working mostly with Intel hardware. It's extremely popular. It's in use on pretty much, you know, 90, 95, I don't know exact numbers, but everywhere, everyone's got Intel processors running on Windows, and that's the platform that most security researchers are comfortable with. So now that OS X is moving over to Intel, it sort of allows these security researchers who are already very familiar with Intel to have an easier transition from whatever they might be interested in right now to looking at OS X, because now that it's running on Intel, there's no barrier there of a new architecture for them to have to cross in order to have a look at it.
So basically what we've done is this particular move has now opened up the playing field to a group of individuals who already have a fair amount of expertise in creating or finding vulnerabilities and these sorts of things, and perhaps even developing exploits to take advantage of those things.
Absolutely. Exploit development is a big one because a lot of, you know, there's multiple kinds of vulnerabilities, but a lot of vulnerabilities require, you know, pretty in-depth or knowledge of the platform that you're attacking, whether that's, you know, PowerPC or Intel. So that's going to help the people who are already familiar with it work with it without having to pick up PowerPC or know anything about PowerPC.
So what does that mean at the end of the day for end users? You know, for the girl or the guy who's just went out and bought an Intel iMac and has put it on their desktop at home, does that mean that they're at a state now where they have to think of themselves as being targeted like a lot of Windows users are today?
I definitely wouldn't put them in the same category as Windows users, but I would say, I don't know, I maybe would go as far as to say that anyone running an Intel Mac will probably have a little bit of higher risk of attack than somebody running on a PowerPC, and that's simply because, you know, the platform is more accessible to attackers. Whether or not it's going to put it on the same sort of level as Windows, no, I don't believe that will be the case, just because it doesn't have the traction, the distribution that Windows has that makes it that interesting to attackers. So, you know, we're going to see the increases, but I wouldn't go as far to say as, you know, it's going to, I don't want to compare it to Windows.
Well, let's talk a little bit for a moment about cross-platform type vulnerabilities and products. So we've heard a lot lately in the news about vulnerabilities in web browsers, things like Internet Explorer and Firefox. And given that there's a version of Internet Explorer that runs on OS X, there's a version of Firefox, and even Apple's own browser, Safari, has had some issues with some of the vulnerabilities in there. Do you think that we may start to see more things like drive-by downloading and installation of things like adware and spyware from people simply cruising websites? Or is the nature of OS X have a tendency to prevent that sort of thing from happening with the browsers that are installed on them?
Well, I think the potential for that is certainly there. Whether or not that will be the case is another story. And that's simply because unless somebody can do these sort of attacks in a completely platform-independent way, which is, you know, I guess it depends on the vulnerability, but in most circumstances, that's fairly unlikely. Unless somebody is able to do that, then this sort of attack against OS X is going to require, you know, specific effort. And given the fact that there aren't anywhere near as many OS X users out there as there are Windows users, we're still going to see the people after the largest crowd, which is Windows.
So given that there, you know, there is a less of a market share in terms of the operating systems out there, a lot of today's attacks and malicious code is designed with a financial motivation in mind. So a lot of the things that we're seeing in the security community are things that are designed to part people with their confidential information or steal their credit cards, that sort of thing. So if we're saying for the moment then that OS X users are not at that stage, they're not on the same level as Windows users, what do you think then is the motivation for researchers or you know, even bad guys out there who are looking at vulnerabilities in this operating system? Is it financial, or are we at that stage now where maybe we were 10 years ago where this is more motivated by intellectual curiosity?
I think at this point it's definitely limited to intellectual curiosity. That could change because of, you know, there's a lot of people looking at this platform and saying, wow, you know, this is a fairly new platform, hasn't really undergone the same level of scrutiny as other platforms have. There's a lot of interesting things here. And we saw that with Inktana, the release of the Inktana worm. The author of that basically released it as a proof of concept, and he said, look, there's a lot of facilities in OS X that, you know, could be used by malware to help it propagate. You know, you can just drop files in certain locations, and the operating system will run it for you. And he's, you know, people are very interested in, you know, finding all of these new features and the security implications of those features. And I think it'll pretty much be limited to that for the foreseeable future anyways, just because, again, as far as the criminals are concerned, they want to get the most bang for their buck. And OS X, while there may be a lot of, there might be the potential there for them to affect the operating system, the number of people using it or the hurdles that they're going to have to cross to attack that platform just doesn't make the cost benefit worth it to them.
So at the end of the day, then, I guess the watchword is that Mac OS X users need to keep an eye on what's happening out there in terms of security and keep an eye on some of the forums and some of the information that's coming out there and sort of tracking the number of threats that are targeting their machines. And at the end of the day, making sure that they put, you know, appropriate security resources on their machines to sort of protect themselves from what are arguably going to be future threats.
I guess the big thing here is awareness. Historically, people who use OS X, they really haven't had to care about security at all. Everyone always touted that, you know, there were no viruses, no worms, there was never any big public incidents involving OS X. And although that's not something that's going to change overnight, we are seeing more attention. We are seeing more research. So people should keep an eye out, definitely become more aware of security and what it means to them. And hopefully we can avoid any sort of, you know, important or any sort of big incidents in the future.
Jason, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Dean.
That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals, small and mid-sized businesses, and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.